Dictation for Alice, Alice Paisley, Paisley, December 3031, address as a letter, Dr. Horsley, Horsley, 5886194. Dear Dr. Horsley, follow-up for Alice, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilateral small kidneys, obesity, edema, last visit in March. Develop blisters of the skin, follow with dermatology, Dr. Messenger, MESSENGER, diagnosis of bullous pemphigoid, was exposed to steroid for a few months, presently on CellCept, significant weight gain from 200 to 216, the frequency of blisters, lesions are slowing down. She has deformity of the right hand, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination. If anything, goes frequency, urgency from diuretics for lower extremities, day and night. Denies chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. Follows cardiology, Dr. Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E. No echocardiogram has been done recently. She does have a pacemaker. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight Coumadin, Lasix, CellCept, Metoprolol, she's not using meloxicam anymore. Next paragraph, she's morbidly obese, weight 216, blood pressure 130, 8 over 106, repeat 157.85. Saturation oxygen on room air was 98%. Few rules on the basis, but for the most part clear. There's a pacemaker, regular rhythm, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, about 2-3 plus bilateral below the knees. It still has few areas of healing, ulcerations, minor bruises. There was no compromise of the mucosal area on the eyes, nose, or mouth. I review note from dermatology. They are increasing the dose of CellCept progressively, keeping prednisone in the low side. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.5 for a GFR of 33, stage 3B, which is stable since 2019. A normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated, probably diuretics. Low albumin, normal calcium, phosphorus, anemia down to 9.3, a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Next number, hypertension. In the office, fair control. This needs to be rechecked at home before we adjust medications. She's known to have bilateral small kidneys without obstruction, already off anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, anticoagulation, Coumadin, beta blockers. Next number, bullous pemphigoid. Next number, lower extremity edema, multifactorial. Some of these goes with body size of the patient, obesity, venous insufficiency. I think that's the major factor, not just the renal failure. However, because of low albumin, we are going to update protein in the urine to make sure that this is non-nephrotic syndrome. Bullous pemphigoid sometimes is associated to underlying conditions, including cancer. An echocardiogram needs to be updated to make sure that this is not explaining the edema, including pulmonary hypertension. We will follow with those results within the next month. There is no indication to put the patient in the hospital for intravenous diuresis as long as his respiratory condition remains stable. She will keep legs elevated as much as possible. The use of diuretics carefully, monitoring kidney function, potassium, acid base. In terms of anemia, probably is multifactorial. She denies any external bleeding. She is presently exposed to cell sept. And prednisone has been decreased. It's not in her list anymore. End of dictation.